This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. There's this thing called hipster racism. And I'm going to read a piece from an article, and it has to do with Lena Dunham and a friend of hers she went to college with who was a writer on her program called Girls. And this young black girl who was a writer is essentially lamenting, is saying why she left and lamenting working for Lena Dunham, who apparently she went to college with. Now, here's what it says. Zinzi Clemens issued her own statement on Twitter, writing that she would no longer write for Lenny Letter and urging other writers of color to eschew writing for Dunham, whom she accused of being a racist. Clemens began by alleging that having known Dunham since they were in college together, she witnessed Dunham's racism firsthand. Clemens wrote, "For all you writers who are outraged by what she did, I encourage you to do the same, especially women of color. She cannot have our words if she doesn't respect us. To eliminate any doubt, I know exactly who Lena Dunham is and who she was before she was famous and have for years, and I will tell you." Now, Clemens wrote that she's known Dunham since their college years. They shared overlapping social circles. Clemens noted that she, quote, "avoided these people like the plague because of their racism," adding, "I'd call their strain hipster racism, which typically uses sarcasm as a cover, and in the end, it looks a lot like gaslighting. It's a joke. It's just a joke. Why are you overreacting?" She said she's heard people use the N-word and try to act like it was all a joke. Now, here's what's interesting about this. This black chick, Zinzi Clemens, goes to work for her partner, her buddy, Lena Dunham, who is a troll. This is a very vile human being that admits to molesting her own sister, and Hillary Clinton's friends with her, does interviews with her. Anyway, this black chick knows Lena Dunham and supposedly knows of her racism. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't listen to blacks coming out of college that are under the age of 40 years old talking about racism. And here's why. They don't understand it. They've been educated about racism in ways that you and I go, what? That's racist? So anyway, this young girl goes to work for her friend who she knows, according to her definition, is a racist. But she only gets mad at her when, and I'm presuming this is when Lena Dunham stood up for a man who she said, you know, wasn't a sexual harasser or something like that. That's kind of where all this thing has come from, is this idea that there's a guy who Lena Dunham protected. Now, early in the broadcast, I played a clip from Kathy Griffin who says, "I don't understand why Lena Dunham would do this." Now, I want to step back for a second and ask, why would Lena Dunham protect a guy? She's a feminist, a lesbian who's molested her sister, has written many, many TV shows now, a couple of them anyway, successful TV shows, is a Hollywood darling, even though, ooh, not much to look at. Friends of Hillary Clinton. Why is she standing up for some guy? Maybe it's because she's got a conscience. Look, I don't know anything about this guy's story. I'm not even going to bother with it. But here's what I will tell you. Women will accuse men of doing things that they haven't done in order to play the gender card. Don't act like you don't know it exists. Look at divorce settlements where a woman will say of the father of her children, "He molested my children," knowing that he didn't. Or he used to beat the kids. Or he used to beat me. Why? For personal gain. I want the kids. I want to make your life miserable. I want more money in a divorce settlement. And I could go on. Look, I'm not going to tell you that things against women don't occur. They absolutely do. And every time they are, they're atrocious. And it's like when I talk about black issues. I wouldn't tell you that there aren't issues where cops have overreacted with blacks, where racism hasn't existed with blacks. But what I will tell you is the overwhelming times that it's said that it's happened, it hasn't. It's a figment of people's imagination, and it's been used against people. Darren Wilson's a perfect example. A police officer doing his job, and everybody talking about, he shot that boy, he had his hands. There was nothing close to that. And I could go on with many, many other instances where people have blatantly lied. And then I could actually make it personal. I could tell you stories, family and against myself, where people have blatantly lied. Provable. But they still lie. So I'm not going to diminish the idea of these acts occurring. Not at all. I'm not naive. I know they occur. But here's what I will tell you. All we're talking about here, when we look at all these issues we're dealing with, John Conyers is in the news because he paid off a woman on his staff who he sexually, made sexual innuendos and overtures to, a Congressional Black Caucus member, that he'll tell you he's standing up for women. The women who watched him do it, they'll tell you they're standing up for women. They're Democrats. Look at almost every place we're evaluating this, it's Democrats. And you know what they do? They want to have a poster child. So they take Roy Moore and they say, look at what he did. He did, oh my goodness, 35, 40 years ago, he did this. Really? Well, you know what? Al Franken did his not long ago. Bill Clinton did his and is still doing his. He's flying on planes that are set up with mattresses. the stuff surrounding him and Epstein going to this island so they can molest kids is... It's well known. But anyway, back to this black chick who's now mad at her friend who gave her a job who she now says is racist. Now, I don't know anything about Lena Dunham except the little bit I tell you. I think she must be talented because they're giving her work. I don't know. That's for you to decide. I don't watch her shows. I told you my thoughts about her just from a looks perspective. And knowing the little bit that I have learned about her, I think she's a vile human being. But somebody thinks she's talented. And the girl that was her friend in college, a black chick, thought she said, hey, Lena, can you hook a girl up with a job? And she did it. And now Lena Dunham says, somebody's being unfair to this man. I know this guy, and I'm not saying she's a good person for character, but my suspicion is she probably does know this guy and that something did not happen. Whatever they're saying occurred did not occur. And she's trying to come to this guy's defense, and now they want to jump on her. See, that's liberalism. You don't know who to believe. But I'll tell you this, I don't need to defend any of them, but I will defend us men, conservative men. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Radio show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The question is, did Mueller expand his investigation to include Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and Loretta Lynch? See, Mueller's got a lot of explaining to do. They make him out to be the most pious man in D.C., and I don't believe it. Newsweek reported this a while back. The FBI said it had no comment to Newsweek's questions about whether Mueller alerted senior Obama administration officials, including Clinton, about the investigation before they brokered the deal. The DOJ did not immediately respond to questions. The Secretary of State, Clinton, along with then Attorney General Eric Holder, presided on the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment that approved the deal. They're talking about the Uranium One deal. Now, this would have been enough for somebody to be clamoring to shut down this investigation if it was going against a Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, if Donald Trump had assigned somebody that had colluded with the team that set up the deal. But the left haven't said anything. So anyway, according to True Pundit, U.S. Special Counsel Mueller's sweeping investigation into President Donald Trump's White House expanded its probe into President Obama's White House. Expanded into the tenures of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch in their official roles as U.S. Attorney General for Obama's two terms in the White House. And it says here, Mueller's team for the first time has requested a number of DOJ records and emails related to Holder and Lynch, including additional records linked to Obama, and Valerie Jarrett, who served as Obama's senior advisor during the time that he was in the White House. And this is according to federal law enforcement sources. Now, I'm telling you right now, I don't know if this is real or not. True Pundit, we've used before. I haven't found any fake news on their site. Like, they're no CNN. But I couldn't verify any of this. Now, is it highly likely? Yes. Anyway, he goes on to say this. The revelations could indicate that Mueller's looking at Obama and his Justice Department's role in attempts to secure FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign in 2015 and 16, or he's delving into the Uranium One debacle, even though Mueller himself is implicated in this growing scandal. Now, here's why I don't think it can be Uranium One, because Mueller's implicated. Now, he writes this. A cynical investigator would hypothesize Mueller could be getting an early and discreet look at the Uranium One records to gauge any evidence implicating his personal exposure. It would not be the first time Mueller bent a few laws. However, such a feat would be difficult to pull off in such a team-oriented investigation setting. So, I agree with all of that. That's why I don't think it's Uranium One. I think it's, can they look at the FISA warrants? They did not confirm, according to the True Pundit, whether Mueller is specifically seeking the records. But the guy says, we can read between the lines, although there are many known and emerging Obama-linked scandals at play. Now, there's enough reason for Mueller to investigate almost the entire Obama administration. So this story is certainly believable that he would expand the investigation. And let me give you one example. Obama claimed to not know about Hillary Clinton's private server. There was a record of this. Then we discovered that he indeed knew about her private server because he responded back to her on it. He had sent her emails on the private server. So given that revelation, one can see that why Mueller would expand his probe into the emails of at least Obama. And as far as Holder goes, I mean, look, this guy's been needed to be investigated for a while. And we all know that Lynch, how she's escaped an investigation up to this point, means that she's got a lot of dirt on some people. The meeting on the tarmac warranted an investigation months ago. And the fact that Loretta Lynch used a code name in her correspondence with Bill Clinton was the first clue that we needed to be looking into that. Then, when we finally get the notes on that meeting from the FBI, what do they show? Redacted. Explain to me how the two of them claim, oh, we talked about our grandchildren and golfing and vacations or whatever. Then why was it redacted? If you got nothing, unless you just want the names of your grandchildren out. Yeah, well, you know, Benny is, he's now, you know, in the third grade. And, you know, little Jill is over here doing this. Take the names out. But, I mean, have you seen the document? It reads like a spy novel. You know, where they've got all the redactions. And finally, add to this, the undocumented meeting where, by happenstance, these two ended up on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was a grounds crew person who went, that's weird. That looks like an official president. I don't know all the details, but he spotted them and went, that's not right. And alerted the media, who then told us they were there, because had it not been for that very observant young man, we would not even have known that meeting had ever occurred. It was an undocumented meeting. And understand the backdrop of what was going on there, where Loretta Lynch, who's already said to Comey, don't call this an investigation. Call it a, what did she say to call it? Like, call it an issue or something, you know, something benign, but don't refer to it as an investigation. And so he obliged. So Hillary Clinton is formally under investigation that they're telling, don't use that term, running interference form. Then they have this clandestine meeting with a code word and redacted formal, you know, understanding of what was discussed at the meeting, and they want you to believe it's all on the up and up. So we should have had this investigation months ago. That's common sense. And Mueller should have recused himself. So unless he plans to actually do the right thing and convict this cadre of leftist crooks, he needs to get out. Because I suspect he's pulling a Comey. He's gathering information together so that he can purge it. And if I were the FBI, I'd monitor orders for bleach bit and hammers. What kind of hammer did they use? I would just look for stuff. Because let me tell you something. This is a scandal beyond biblical proportions. And the left know it. They understand this. Their house of cards is so precariously built that any small gust of scandal is going to make it come falling down. So I'm anxious to see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks. If it turns out that Mueller is investigating, and again, I looked for multiple sources when we were talking about this. We wrote about it, and I made sure people understood that, look, we, you know, I don't make any bones that we got information here, and there were no references from two pundits. They say they got this information directly from sources. Is that true? We'll find out very shortly. But I'll tell you this, even if it isn't true, it certainly should be, and that's the way we cover it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Everybody knows the iconic Marion Barry. 3 or 4-time mayor of D.C., was it? Multiple times. And it was horrible. D.C. turned into a yet another city that becomes a cesspool. They chased all of the entrepreneurs and the people that spur, you know, in ingenuity and what have you, and they chased them out to Virginia and to Baltimore, etc., and left D.C. just to be a, quite frankly, a escape from New York scenario. And Marion Barry, as you guys know, was a crackhead, and he's a clinic. And what happens when you let leftists run a city, and particularly black leftists? Now, people will get mad at me and say, Kevin, there you go, making it racial. No, it's Democrats run cities into the ground, and black Democrats run them into the ground faster. That's just the truth. Marion Barry, it was horrible what this guy did to D.C. He used nepotism and cronyism to put all these people around him, and then it became a corrupt, yet another corrupt system. It should be the representative city of America, and it became a corrupt cesspool. And it remains that. It doesn't matter what deal is being brokered or whatever. It's all political. It's all money changing hands, graft and greed, and just you name it. That whatever could be negative about a deal, you can find it in D.C. on steroids. And under Marion Barry, it was horrible. I remember when I was writing papers about this guy, you know, or articles, and trying to figure out just where you couldn't even tell where the corruption ended. Everybody in his administration had their hand out. It was like dealing with an African nation. And I know how that works because I've dealt with them. You know the beauty of dealing with the corrupt nations of the world, particularly those in Africa? You know exactly what the payoff is based on the level. You got a $1 to $5 payoff. You got a $5 to $20 payoff. You got a $21 to $100 payoff and so on. And you knew what level you were working with based on what the guy was looking for. Well, Kevin, that will cost you. How much will that cost me, buddy? That's going to cost you about $60. You know, okay. So you knew what level of bureaucrat. If it was going to cost you a few thousand, you know, you were at the contract stage. And so everybody knew it. Everybody in government goes, if you want to, I can do your paperwork. But if you want it to happen and you want it to happen right away, it's $20. Boom, here you go. Oh, you need to get a second signature? He's $100. Got it. Boom, there you go. You pay up enough the food chain and you get the deals. And it's a sorry system because the rich get richer and the poor get poorer because it's whoever can pay for the deals. But and Marion Barry ran D.C. very much the same. He had city council people, he had assistants to this, deputy this, blah, 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 and they're all getting their little cut of the pie while the people suffer. Worst schools, some of the worst schools in the country. Worst hospitals. You name it. And Marion Barry would go back to the Fed and he'd say, hey, we need more money. And then Congress has to vote them up because they don't run like a regular city. They're not taxed like a regular city. So they go to Congress and get more money. Now, I don't know how things worked in D.C. with respect to like retail taxes and all that, but they were mostly funded by taxpayer dollars. And Barry would constantly go back and get more money. But they weren't getting more money to improve things for Philly. I mean, for D.C. to make the place safer. And it became a very dangerous place to live. Still is, for the most part. But the reason why I'm talking about this and talking about Marion, D.C. rather, and Marion Barry in particular, is because they want to honor the man. So here's a clip. Tucker Carlson was talking to the guy who wanted to honor him. And when you hear this clip, we're going to dissect it. But if you hear what I hear, you'll be angry.
Across America, during our own Cultural Revolution, all kinds of statues are being torn down for all kinds of offenses, whether it's racism or imperialism or existing more than 200 years in the past. But here in Washington, D.C., the city council wants to build a brand new statue honoring deceased Mayor Marion Barry. Barry, of course, had a long history of racially charged remarks. He was a convicted drug offender, too. Does he deserve the high honor? Jack Evans is a longtime D.C. city councilman. Everyone in town knows Jack Evans. He supports the Barry statue. He joins us tonight. Jack, thanks for coming on.
Oh, Tucker, thanks for having me.
So no one would deny the charm of Marion Barry. I know you served with him on the city council
Absolutely.
For a long time.
Yep.
But Rogish doesn't really begin to capture Barry. He was like truly a terrible mayor and openly a race baiter and kind of without real achievement. Why would you make him the subject of a statue?
Well, I have to say, he was an iconic figure here in local Washington.
He was, for sure.
Without a doubt. And so it was one of my ideas to have a statue to him because of what he was able to do for the African-American population in our city and for the city itself. Now, remember, you wind the clock back when he came into office in 78. The city was new. First elected mayor was in 75. And he was able to, in his first term at least, really create a Washington that we have built on since that time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Tucker sets the stage for Marion Barry. He introduces the Congress, not Congressman, but the, I guess, he's somebody intrinsic to D.C. politics, Jack Evans, and he says, Jack, you know, you've served with Mayor Barry. You know, what are your thoughts? Because Tucker says he's a rogue, he's a race baiter without real achievement. And Jack Evans didn't argue. And Tucker says to him, so why is it you want to have the statue built for him? And he says, well, yeah, I'm the one who wanted this. Now, Jack Evans is a white guy. Seems like a nice guy. He says, we need to honor the man. Now, again, Tucker says the guy's a rogue, a race baiter, without real achievement. All very true. Jack Evans doesn't deny it, but says, well, Mayor Barry was an iconic figure. So was Robert E. Lee. So was Bull Connor. I mean, there are lots of icons. Is he saying that everybody loved him or what? That's just not true. He says, I want a statue of him because of what he did for blacks in D.C. and the city itself. At least he gave himself some wiggle room by saying in the city itself, because why would you honor somebody for what they did for blacks? What you want to honor somebody for is what they do for humanity. I'll use Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., for example. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. did something for humanity. He didn't do it for blacks. He called upon the vicious nature of white Democrats and said, the vicious white Democrats, and called upon them to look at their nature and say, look, you know this is wrong. That's what he did. He didn't do that for blacks. He did that for humanity. That's not something that's just, oh, okay, well, now that we've got white people that don't hate blacks, it's okay for black people to hate whites, because Reverend Martin Luther King, I should say, would be just as appalled at black people today doing exactly what whites used to do to us, to them. He'd be appalled. He'd be angry. He'd be hurt. So, people that, oh, well, that was for black people. So, Marion Barry, if he was going to improve D.C., he shouldn't have been improving D.C. for blacks. He should have been improving D.C. for humanity. What is it to do? We're going to improve it for blacks. So, somebody nail that down. Well, are we going to put a hip-hop club at every corner? We're going to allow drugs to be dealt openly? What? What are you going to improve for blacks? And I'm not trying to belittle the black community. I happen to be part of it. But what I will tell you is, don't do me any favors. How about you help our city? How about you help our country? How about you help humanity? And then I'll let the chips fall where they may. I'm going to help blacks. What is it? What problem do we suffer that this guy believes Barry needs to single us out? That's unbelievable to me. And he says, well, you know, he was elected in 78, but, you know, our first elected mayor was in 75. Okay, well, what does all the dates have to do with this? He says they then built on to Washington. You know, the continuing legacy of Marion Barry. So if Washington turns out to be good, it all started out because a crackhead mayor got caught in an FBI sting and the city improved. If the city improves right now, it will have nothing to do with Marion Barry. You know what it'll have to do with? You guys know the answer. It'll have to do with Donald Trump. It'll have to do with the way he changes the nature of how these people think. Go to D.C., you'll see what I'm talking about. The biggest snobs in the country live there. You think you've met a snob on the West Coast, Beverly Hills, or somewhere in California? Forget about it. Biggest snobs in the world. Right there on the Potomac, D.C.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to reach us. We are embroiled in a situation right now, a time in America where the women's movement feels like it's making gains. I guess the LGBTs have taken a back step to women, and now suddenly women are under fire. We're hearing of allegations that date back decades. And suddenly it's all come to the fore. And Harvey Weinstein did it. A leftist Democrat, progressive, who claims that he's building the careers of young women when in fact he's taking advantage of them. The women's movement watched him do it. him and others, and said nothing. And suddenly, it's all men's fault. And we've got, look, the explosion's been crazy. Weinstein first is a big news. And then suddenly we had, what, Kevin Spacey. And now it's gone through Conyers, John Conyers, member of the Congressional Black Circus. He paid off a woman. Then we find out Congress has paid $15 million or $17 million, whatever. It's quite a bit of money as hush money to various people in Congress. We don't know who they are. My suspicion is most of them are going to be Democrats. Because let me tell you, if there were Republicans, you wouldn't have enough hush money to cover it up. So I want to know. I think you deserve to know. I think we as taxpaying citizens deserve to know. So we had Conyers. And now we've already had Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton should have been the Weinstein of his day. Think about that. Clinton was a horrible person. In fact, the video that's been circulating is when Hillary almost gets hit by the camera lights. And she and Bill Clinton, they were asked by 60 Minutes, I think, I forget the guy's name. They were asked by 60 Minutes, you know, were you having these affairs? And Bill Clinton said, no. And then all of it falls. It's almost like a lightning bolt struck. And hit him. They were about, Hillary was about to go into, well, what you have to understand is these women are going to lie. No, what we have to understand is that you people are going to lie. So while Bill Clinton was running for office, he was asked point blank, did you have affairs, etc.? He said no, it was a lie. Then he gets elected, and of course we know the outcome of that. He got impeached because of Paula Jones, and the thing that the straw that broke the camel's back was Lewinsky being seen in every picture. This guy, every time Bill Clinton was around, there was Lewinsky. So we find out, you know, through Linda Tripp, that she kept the evidence of Bill Clinton's shenanigans with her, and he finally tells the truth after he lied and lied and lied, lied about Paula Jones, of course got him, as I said, impeached, and on and on. So that's where we stand. We've circled full back to Bill Clinton, the guy who really lit the fuse on, it's okay, it's his private life. Whose business is it of yours? We played a clip earlier of Gillibrand saying, you know, 25 years ago is very different from now, and we can't, you know, we've got to apply the same standard now, you know, whatever. You know what? Gobbledygook and double talk, because the standards applied has been applied for decades. Bill Clinton was wrong then, and he's wrong now. Anybody who supported him then supported a liar. The same way, if you're a supporter of Black Lives Matter, you're a liar. Same way, if you're a supporter of Hillary Clinton and you think that she's the best person for president, you're a liar. The same way you want to try to make people believe that Barack Obama was the best president ever, you're a liar. And I could go on. Liar, liar. Pants on fire. Now, four new women accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault. And I think this is one where the left is saying, you know what, Hillary, if you won't go away, we're going to chase you away. We're sick of you. The Daily Mail reported this story. So Bill Clinton, pardon me, finds himself back in the spotlight. Daily Mail reports this. They say he's facing explosive new charges of sexual assault from four women. Highly placed Democrat Party sources who served in both the Clinton and Obama administrations have apparently broken this story. I'm reading this. The current accusations against 71-year-old former president, whose past is littered with charges of sexual misconduct, stem from the period after he left the White House in 2001, say the sources. Attorneys representing the women who are coordinating their efforts have notified Clinton they are preparing to file separate lawsuits against him, four separate lawsuits. As part of ongoing negotiations, the attorneys for the women are asking for substantial payouts in return for their clients' silence. Now, here again, do I blame these women the way I would blame these Holly weirdo chicks? Nah. It's long past. They should have already have said what they did, but the fact of the matter is there was enough evidence against Bill Clinton that he never should have occupied the Oval Office. Now, I'm not mad at him. because he stopped Bush 1 from becoming president. And now that I've learned all that I have about him, you know, I'm not going to say Clinton was a bad president, because he probably was a better president than any of the Bushes. I know. It's hard to believe that, but probably true. Anyway, back to this. So the Clinton legal team has confirmed the existence of the new allegations. But we're not learning anything new here, in the sense that you had to believe there were more women than we are presently aware of. We're probably aware of, and I'm just guessing here, about, say, 10 to 12 women that Bill Clinton had some sort of a sexual tryst with or whatever, all the way from just normal flirtations to out-and-out rape on his part. So that's where we are with that. Remember back in the 90s, Clinton paid, he's already settled one lawsuit, he paid $850,000 to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit by Paula Jones. She worked for the state of Arkansas when Clinton was governor, and she detailed a story where, and I know I'm not exactly sure about this, but it's close to this. I think Bill Clinton, she was at an event, excited to meet the governor. He invites her up to his room and promptly asks her to perform a sexual act on him. And she was like, no, 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 whatever, and she leaves. And he ruined her career, if I'm not mistaken, and ostracized. She was ostracized for years and finally gets an $850,000 settlement, which isn't a lot of money, honestly, not for the amount of the grief that she went through. And then, of course, she got a nose job or whatever else, maybe some other enhancements. I'll leave it at that. But she was the cause of his impeachment procedure. So that was the beginning. And I don't know if there were other people that settled, because we'll probably never know. But the fact is, if we know of 10, you can bet there were at least 40, 50 others. Many other cases not litigated. Juanita Broderick, she's finally getting her due by saying this wasn't just some innocent flirtation. This man raped me. Anyway, they say the negotiation with these four ladies has reached a critical stage. They say if they fail, according to sources in Clinton's inner circle, the four women are said to be ready to air their accusations of sexual assault at a press conference, making Clinton the latest and most famous figure in a list of men from Harvey Weinstein to Kevin Spacey who've recently been accused of sexual assault. Now, they refer to incidents that took place more than 10 years ago. Early 2000s, Clinton was hired by Ron Burkle, Playboy billionaire investor, to work at one of his companies. And Clinton helped Burkle by being an ex-president, flying around with this businessman. And they said on the plane, they would have a flock of beautiful young women at their disposal. And it was the nickname, the joke name of his airplane that Burkle owned was Air Frick One. And I cleaned it up. So it's a play on Air Force One, the middle word being the F word. And I want you to just let that sink in for just a second. When I hear stories like this, I laugh in the face of leftists and the never Trump idiots who dare compare anything Donald Trump did to people like Bill Clinton or Harvey Weinstein or this guy Burkle. And let me tell you, we're going to learn of a lot more of these high-powered Democrats who've done far worse than even Clinton. But Air Blank One, certainly presidential, isn't it, Bill Crystal? I mean, think about this. This is a guy that, there's some class when he saw pictures of Bush with Obama and all these other people. Yeah, that was class. That was when class occupied the White House. Yeah, well, I find it interesting what the definition of class is by these neocons. Receiving fellatio from an intern while sitting in the Oval Office, multiple trips on Air Blank One, the trips with Epstein to the island, yeah, whatever.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.